We're exploring the community land trust model, how cities are trying to address the lack of affordable housing. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. First, let's swing over to our Wisconsin Public Radio Spring member drive for an update. I'm here with Rob Ferret. Hi there, Rob.
Hey, Kate.
Welcome to the mornings.
Glad to be here.
We're here to ask you to invest a few minutes of time to support your future WPR listening.
That's because listener support makes up the largest piece of funding for the programs you count on. That's why your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
Thank you so much to the 9 new and returning members last hour. We appreciate those gifts. Today only, become a WPR sustainer. Here's why, or increase your ongoing monthly gift. Again, here's why. It's the first year of your contributions will be matched by a group of generous members.
This is a really big deal. This is today only. These members are matching new sustaining gifts or enhanced sustaining gifts.
Yep.
It's a way of encouraging you to join them in supporting WPR, and it's a way for you to double your support for the programs you love. I'm hoping you take advantage of this, hoping to hear from lots of people today. It's a big deal. Take advantage of it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Perhaps you contemplate, what does public radio mean? Well, public radio means listener-supported radio.
We do appreciate business contributions and federal and state tax dollars, but listener support is the largest source of funding for WPR programs. Your gift of any amount really does matter at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And if you've never given to WPR before, here's what to expect. Here's a rundown. Short process, takes just a few minutes. You answer some basic questions: your name, your address, the amount of your gift, and how you pay for it.
And that's it. You're done. Make that first donation to Wisconsin Public Radio. You'll feel great about it because listener support is such a huge part of what makes Wisconsin Public Radio possible. Many first-time donors will give $10 a month or $120. The amount, though, is totally up to you. Do it online at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
My name is Sue German. I live in Middleton, Wisconsin. I feel like I've got a real personal connection to Wisconsin Public Radio. I had a brother who passed away several years ago. He had some mental health issues, but he was an avid listener to Wisconsin Public Radio. Listening was a bright moment in his day. For that, I'm grateful. So great job. Thank you.
Give at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Rob Ferret. It's listener support that is the biggest source of funding for the WPR programs you rely on, and it's why your support during this spring member drive is so important. Maybe your gift is $10 a month or $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
We know your morning can be busy. We know your time is valuable. Well, we value your time. So giving to WPR takes just a few minutes. Tell us your name, contact info, how much you want to give, and how you'd like to pay.
Super quick. It's easy to do. And your gift right now, it really helps. So take the next few minutes to support the station you count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Taking that few minutes now goes twice as far when you make a sustaining gift or expand your current sustaining gift. That's because a group of generous members will match up to $50,000 of those monthly gifts. Become a first-time sustainer, expand your existing contribution. Either way, you're going to double the impact of your sustaining gift right now online at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And how about a thank you gift to boot when you give $10 or $20 a month? The apparel, the drinkware, you'll show off your WPR pride wherever you go. Learn more about what's available when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
If you're not a sustainer, become one right now. It's easy to set up. You'll make ongoing monthly gifts from from your bank account or your credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. The first year of those sustaining gifts, again, gets doubled, and you'll provide reliable support for the programs you love.
Shout out to Austin in Minneapolis says, thank you for all you do. Thank you, Austin. Siraj and Nina says, WPR is simply the best channel for local and global news. Appreciate you, WPR.org, and thanks. Now to community land trusts and efforts to combat the affordable housing crisis. The approach is where a person buys the house, but not the land on which the house sits. And we'll get into that. These community land trusts, they're forming in cities all over the nation, including here in Wisconsin, providing a path to home ownership for people who've historically been excluded from this form of wealth building. Your input on community land trusts, what you see, 800-642-1234. Conversation is right here, 800-642-1234. Beth Soares is Vice President of Sector Growth for Grounded Solutions Network. That's a national nonprofit working on this issue, trying to make communities more equitable and inclusive. Beth, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
So your organization really has boots on the ground in cities and in towns all over the country. What is demand like for affordable housing? What do you see out there?
You know, we are seeing demand for affordable housing and especially affordable homeownership skyrocket. And I think what we are really dedicated to is we're trying to create, in collaboration with over 200 members across the country, a new system of affordable housing that will advance racial justice outcomes for people of color, as you were describing in your introduction.
So can you walk us through this model? Explain how a community land trust might work.
Yeah, so a community land trust is a nonprofit organization that is really dedicated to holding land for the community in perpetuity. And so they are most well known for doing that for affordable homeownership opportunities, but it could also be rental housing or urban agriculture or commercial spaces or open space. The idea is that we are putting land back in the hands of the community and having the community decide what is best, rather than a developer or somebody who has all the means in all the world to purchase all the land.
So how does the trust then, keep that purchase price, that cost of homeownership down when housing costs are skyrocketing all around that land?
Mm-hmm. So the key of the community land trust model is to really take that land forever off the speculative market. Mm. So they usually use an investment when they purchase that land or purchase that home to make it affordable to that first homeowner. And then when that homeowner purchases the home, they sign an agreement upfront that says when they choose to sell, they are going to pay that benefit forward and limit the amount of appreciation that they're able to gain on that home so that it's affordable to the next homeowner. And that happens again and again and again, which is how we keep it affordable forever.
What is the significance then of 99 years or 98 years for the ground lease for the homeowner? Why that number of years?
So we are trying to get as close to forever as is legally possible. And so a lot of those leases actually say it's a 99-year term and it's renewable for another 99 years. And it is really trying to get to that perpetuity within our legal system.
You know, what about this model prevents a home from being flipped by renovating it for a quick resale? How do you prevent that?
Yeah, so there are a couple of things in that document that, again, the homeowner will sign when they purchase. So one of them is that they intend to use that home as their primary residence, right? So community land trusts really aren't in the business of helping to create affordable second homes or vacation homes, right? So it's for that family to live in it. Mm-hmm. And I think through that resale restriction that is put on, it would be hard to make a quick buck on a community land trust home. It is really about creating long-term stability for homeowners and communities and really creating a pathway into homeownership, especially for households of color, so that we can start to narrow that wealth gap between white families and families of color.
And that wealth gap is huge. In 2020, the U.S. homeownership rate rose a record high amount, but for the same period, the Black homeownership rate fell below its level recorded a decade ago. That is huge. How can these trusts address that very wide racial gap?
So one of the things that I think is unique about the community land trust model is typically the down payment that is required for a community land trust home is significantly lower than if that homeowner was trying to purchase on the market. And so there are all sorts, that's just one example, but there are all sorts of ways that the community land trusts are trying to really open up access to homeownership and provide support once that homeowner is in the home. So we know that homeownership can be a source of wealth if you can sustain it. If you are in a position where you're at risk of foreclosure or your payments are really high and it's hard to make all of your other bills every month, right? That's not a good position. That's not leading to any kind of wealth. So community land trusts really try to create broader access to homeownership and make it more safe and secure once you're in.
What about the taxes, though? When property values are rising, the assessors have double-digit reassessments. What happens in the land trust with those homeowners?
Yes. And so we see households of color, especially in gentrifying neighborhoods, being priced out by increases in taxes alone. And so what we try to do in the community land trust model is we need to get a new kind of taxation policy passed, because what we try to say is that our community land trust homeowners are never going to be able to realize the full value of market rate value of their home. And so they shouldn't be taxed at the full market rate value of their home. Mm-hmm. We're trying to hope that our homeowners are taxed at that resale restricted rate or an approximation of it, still to pay taxes because folks go to schools, they drive on roads, you know, they are benefiting from what property taxes pay for, but to have it at a more sustainable rate that supports that security of homeownership for low-income households.
Beth Source with us provides cities all over the country with training, technical assistance on community land trust development. She's with Grounded Solutions Network. That's a nationwide nonprofit working on this issue of housing affordability, trying to make communities more equitable, inclusive. Join in 800-642-1234. We'll pick this up ahead with Beth Source here on the Ideas Network. You're with us for the morning show as we explore the community land trust model, how cities are addressing issues of equitable housing, neighborhood stability. Now let's turn to our spring member drive at Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Rob Ferret. We're here to say you rely on the Ideas Network for these informative, interesting discussions, and we rely on you to keep programs like the morning show going strong.
Listener support is the largest source of funding for all your favorite Wisconsin public radio programs. That's why your gift of any amount right now makes a big difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Here's the remarkable thing. Today, you support the programs you rely on, and your gift will go twice as far. Become a WPR sustainer or increase your ongoing monthly support as you go along, and a group of generous members will match your first year of contributions.
Double your impact. Join in now with your new or maybe your increased monthly contribution at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, here on the morning show and all day long on the Ideas Network on Center Time, you hear multiple sides of an issue so you can make up your own mind. And together, we keep up with the issues of the day. We also have some fun and we follow our curiosity and we learn together.
There's nothing else like this on the radio. It's something special. Your support is a vital part of what makes it all possible. The biggest piece of our funding is listener support. Give now during our spring member drive at WPR.org. Takes just a few minutes there. Or make a phone call at 888-202-2552. Support the radio programs you count on every day.
How about become a sustainer? Choose a monthly gift amount to come from your bank account or credit card. It'll continue for as long as you'd like.
Because WPR is one of those things you never want to be without. Make your support ongoing with a sustaining gift. It's a convenient and flexible way to give. Get started now. Give $10 or $20 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
What are some things you like to double?
Double layered cakes are amazing.
I like to double dip, not financially, don't worry. There's no need for a big investigation.
Whether it's a double cheeseburger or a double stuffed Oreo, they're twice as good as the original.
My donation to WPR.
Today, the match is on. Double your support for the programs you love when you become a sustainer or increase your current monthly gift. Your first year of contributions will be matched by a group of generous members. It's their way of encouraging you to sustain the news, talk, and music we all rely on. So join in now. Here's how.
Yes, indeed. It's Mega Match time. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation. Get it matched. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Rob Ferret. Your support during this spring member drive, it makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. And your gift of $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, is the right amount.
Maybe you've already made a donation this year or you're a sustaining member. Thank you so much for that. You can think about making an extra gift of, say, $50 or $100 at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Join in this drive and thank you for your extra support for the programs you enjoy every day.
Our sustaining match in effect now. Today, a group of generous members matching up to $50,000 of monthly gifts. This match money on the table, so important. Become a sustainer now or increase your ongoing monthly gift right now and your first year of contributions are matched. Just like that, full stop. Double the impact right now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. And thank you so much for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Now to community land trusts and inroads into the affordable housing crisis. The UW's Population Health Institute has these numbers. There are more than 260 community land trusts nationwide, those numbers as of last year. Burlington, Vermont's Champlain Housing Trust is one of the largest with 2,200 apartments, land leases to over 500 owner-occupied homes. Conversation is here on the land trust model. Your questions, your thoughts, 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 for conversation. Beth Source is Vice President of Sector Growth for the national organization called Grounded Solutions Network and stays with us. Beth, what can we learn from land trusts that have been doing this work for a long time and that have been able to scale up significantly, like what's going on in Vermont?
Yes. So I think there's two real lessons that we can learn. One, I think, is community control works. It works at scale. It is incredibly effective at creating new affordable home ownership options, especially for households of color, and stability for those households and communities. And I think really what we learned from Vermont too is that when there are supportive local policies in place, it is really possible for those programs to grow and thrive and have as many homes, as you mentioned, over 2,000 apartments and 500 homes in Champlain, Vermont, and really in Vermont across the state through the network of community land trusts, that we need that kind of public support to be able to execute community control.
Well, when you say community is at the heart of this, in cities like New York, residents are really pressuring their city to set aside more of the city budget for community land trusts. You know, who should fund them? Because as you say, there is this grassroots community nature to them. And yet, you know, New York residents want the city to put in millions.
You know, and we saw that in Baltimore too, right? Activists in Baltimore really succeeded in creating a carve out of funds in the Affordable Housing Trust Fund there when it was created for community land trust. And I think from Grounded Solutions perspective, that feels right, right? In our system, the local governments, state governments, the federal government all have a hand in funding housing policy. And that's important because the state and local and federal governments all had a role in creating that system of racial segregation and restrictive housing policies that adversely affected communities and neighborhoods of color. And so it's all connected. And so I think most community land trusts are somewhat dependent and reliant and expectant of the local government and other levels of government to invest some money into affordable homeownership opportunities, the same way that we are investing in affordable rental opportunities through the LIHTC program and other kind of housing policies.
What about when buildings and land come up for sale? Should nonprofits get special access to buildings and land that are up for sale? Because it's really hard to compete with real estate developers to actually seize that sale, to get the sale.
Yes. So we see two things happening, and at Grounded Solutions, we are enthusiastically in support of both. So one is that preference for nonprofits in the disposition of public land, whether that be from a city or a local land bank. And I think that's important because we can't compete on the open market with speculators, and community purposes and desires for land should be equally as important, if not more so, than what a developer wants to do. And the other thing we see is preferences for community land trusts in inclusionary housing policies. So where those developers are taking advantage of the market and really building large developments, having some portion of those homes be permanently affordable through a land trust model is another one of those kind of like growth policies that we see expanding across the country.
So for communities kind of feeling like this might be a direction they want to go, what advice do you have about starting a community land trust?
I think I would have two pieces. One would be really look at that local policy environment and see where you can incrementally make improvements, because that will help. And the other is you start where you start. I think a lot of folks are really looking for that perfect project or to have all of their ducks in a row. And the market moves fast and the housing need is so great that we should take the opportunities where we can and move the needle where we can.
Beth, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Beth Soros is Vice President of Sector Growth for Grounded Solutions Network. That's a national nonprofit working on this issue. Still to come this hour, we talk with two leaders of community land trusts here in Wisconsin. We look at Madison and Milwaukee on their efforts to create affordable housing. With your thoughts, 800-642-1234 to join in. News update is next. Stay with us on the IDS Network. We're discussing the community land trust model at work in Wisconsin's two largest cities, how to provide homes that are forever affordable, opening up homeownership. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now let's check on our spring member drive at Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm here with Rob Ferret. We're here to ask you to invest a few minutes of time to support your future WPR listening.
Listener support makes up the largest piece of funding for all the programs you count on, programs like The Morning Show. That's why your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is such a big deal.
And today, a group of generous members will match up to $50,000 of monthly gifts. So become a sustainer or increase your ongoing monthly gift right now, and your first year of contributions will be matched.
It's their way of inspiring you to sustain the WPR news, talk, and music we all count on. It's a great reason to give, a great reason to give right now. Double the impact of your monthly gift at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
We're looking at solutions to the affordable housing crisis that we see. And one avenue is this community land trust model. And, you know, this hour, we call these hours big picture conversations and really taking a deeper look into a problem and then hearing about possible solutions all over Wisconsin. And there is no doubt you can hear and participate in these big picture conversations on The Morning Show. These are the types of conversations you can count on from The Morning Show.
WPR is listener supported. That means your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 makes this and all the other great conversations you tune in for every day possible. Choose the amount that works for you and then make your gift.
As the donor, you are in control. You get to decide how much to give, and maybe $100 or $200 $10 a month is the right amount for you.
That might be what you spend every month on takeout or entertainment, streaming services, for example, things you enjoy, things that make life better, just like listening to WPR. The important thing is that you decide what amount is right for you and then make your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio is, I mean, it is Wisconsin. I moved here from another state, and that was my introduction to Wisconsin. And every day, that's how I know what's going on in Wisconsin. On a monthly basis, I'm contributing to Wisconsin Public Radio. When I hear them talk about sustaining members, I realize that's me. And I kind of like that. Contributing to Wisconsin Public Radio makes you feel like you're part of a family or like a community. That's how I feel every month. And even if they're just giving a small amount, they can feel that way too. I'm Bridget from Oak Creek, Wisconsin. Join me as a sustainer of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Yes, go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 to make your donation in support of the programs you count on. Good morning. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. I'm here with Rob Ferret, my colleague, and your support today of Wisconsin Public Radio. It keeps all the programs you enjoy on the air and going strong. And whether your contribution is $10 a month, whether it's $100 a month, we appreciate and we count on your gift.
At WPR, you get to choose how much you give. A contribution of any amount does make a difference. Some suggested amounts, the amount you pay per month for your online program streaming services at home or your cable TV.
Or your coffee or your snacks, which, like WPR, is something you look forward to every day. So give now. You pick the amount. Your gift makes a real difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Our sustaining match is still in effect. A group of generous members today will match up to $50,000 of your monthly gift. Become a sustainer or increase your ongoing monthly donation right now, and then your first year of contributions, they're going to match it dollar for dollar. Double the impact of your sustaining gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Heard from Fran in Brookfield, who says, we know life wouldn't be the same without Wisconsin Public Radio. And Jason in Verona says, I'm donating to keep the station ad-free. Fran and Jason, thank you for your support. Join them at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you so much. Now to community land trust, this model that allows land to be held in trust by a nonprofit for community needs like realizing homeownership. And this is popping up in communities all over to provide permanently affordable housing. Your take on land trusts, join in 800-642-1234. Conversation is right here on land trusts, 800-642-1234. Lamont Davis is executive director of the Milwaukee Community Land Trust, which is just a few years old. Lamont, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hey, Kate. Thank you for having us today.
Hello. We also have Olivia Williams with us, executive director of the Madison Area Community Land Trust, which was founded in 1991. Olivia, welcome to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Olivia, you first. Your land trust being decades old, what can you say about the impact you're seeing on the housing market?
Well, we own the land under 60 permanently affordable homes all over Madison. So on average, we've been able to add just about 2 homes per year. And you can imagine if we had really significant state and local support to expand, maybe we could have a much larger impact on the Madison market. But house prices are going up really fast. So we've kind of missed some window for that, actually.
Yes. So when you see an opportunity to buy a home or add property into the trust, what do you see going on? What do you look for? Because as you say, housing prices are through the roof.
We're looking for kind of starter homes because the subsidy we get from the city of Madison still is, you know, it's a small enough amount that we kind of have to look for the cheaper homes ourselves. And then, you know, we might get a little bit of rehab done on the home. And then we can bring the price point down quite a bit on top of that. And then part of the issue for us really is that those homes are still really hard to get for us because, you know, homes are closing within a couple days and they have all these crazy contingencies in the offer. And so it's really a racket. It's easiest for us if we find a seller who just wants to sell to a nonprofit, wants to give back to the community in that way and isn't going to look at other offers. So we're always willing to talk to folks who want to sell their house.
Interesting. Lamont, what is the Milwaukee Community Land Trust trying to achieve?
Well, you know, we have some of the same issues as other cities where there is a lack of affordability. And so our goal is that we're going to be able to bring the price point of purchasing a home down to the income levels of people who live in those communities. We're in an overvalued market. But yet and still, our prices are affordable. So as Olivia kind of alluded to, this is our opportunity now to kind of get some homes established in the community and hopefully avoid price appreciations where we get to the point where we can't buy any properties because things are so expensive.
How worried are you, Lamont, about gentrification and about neighbors being priced out of their own neighborhood?
Yeah, it's a very big concern of ours, you know, the particularly around Black and Latino home ownership. In 2010, Blacks in Milwaukee owned at a rate of about 35%. Just now, they're down to 27%. And that's concerning. So, you know, we know we have an overvalued inventory of properties. And then we also have this wage inequality that's going on. So if, you know, we can't do a lot about that as the land trust, but we can bring the price of home purchase down to a level where Blacks and Latinos can afford that purchase price.
Olivia, how much money would a community land trust need to raise in order to make a home affordable? What is that type of ratio going on?
Well, so typically we get a subsidy from the city of Madison for these homes, and that subsidy lately has been around $120,000 a home on average. And really, with prices going up, we could really do with $150,000 to $200,000 per home just to bring that cost down and make sure that the rehab is done so that that homeowner doesn't have to deal with any big costs in the next 10 or 15 years.
Lamont, how about you? How are you working with the city of Milwaukee? Do you have access to a subsidy? What is your relationship to the city?
Yeah, so the city in their 2021 budget for the first time allocated money for land trust. And we recently received $200,000, which is going to allow us to provide subsidy to about five units of about $40,000. Our first model is we're working with a nonprofit affordable housing developer. And so they're going to develop the homes for us. And they also are tapping into about $100,000 of subsidy from home or HUD that's going to rehab the home. And then at the completion of construction, we would jointly market the home to a CLT homeowner. And then we'll bring in about $40,000 of affordability subsidy to bring that price down from slightly below market to really below market. And the city has been good to start, but you know, $200,000 is not a lot of money. That'll get us through this year, but we hope that they're gonna step up in a big way once we demonstrate that we can actually move the product forward.
When you say in a big way, what type of funding would you need in order to make a sizable difference in Milwaukee?
Well, you know, Houston's a much larger city, but I recently talked to Houston, who implemented a land trust about 3 years ago, and the city gave them money to do over 300 units. I think originally they pledged money to support 1,000 units of housing. So in my mind, I think Milwaukee needs at least 400 units of housing. And if you think about that, that's pretty significant. And so, you know, we have to do this now. There's a once in a lifetime generational opportunity with the amount of money that's coming in from the federal government to support cities. And I just hope that someone sees the value in creating permanent affordability, especially in a city that's losing a lot of affordability.
Talking with Lamont Davis, who leads the Milwaukee Community Land Trust. Olivia Williams is with us as well, heads up the Madison Area Community Land Trust. You can join in as to what you see going on in your community. Maybe a community land trust is trying to get off the ground. 800-642-1234. Olivia, as your land trust has gone back for decades, how long are you seeing homeowners staying in their home? What is that cycle like? What are you noticing?
Yeah, it really varies homeowner to homeowner. We have quite a number of people who have been there for a couple decades and have paid off their mortgage and they're just aging in place and staying. And we have homes that are accessible that make that easier for folks to age in place. But we also have people who use it as kind of a starter home to, you know, they sell, they might have just been renting before, then they sell their land trust home and they're able to have a bigger down payment to buy more of a conventional home. So what's fun about being an older CLT is that we can see how the homes really do stay affordable over time and serve generations of families. So our home that's had the most homeowners in its life so far has resold 4 times, serving 5 low-income families since we brought it into the land trust with that initial subsidy.
And those sales within that home, you've kept the cost of that resale low, below the market rate. Is that right?
Right.
How do community land trust homeowners then build meaningful equity, especially compared to their neighbors who aren't in the trust and seeing their equity increasing a lot?
Right. Well, there's been recent research, actually, in part funded by the Grounded Solutions Network, showing that community land trust homeowners save, on average, over $1,600 per year on their home, which actually isn't significantly different than what conventional homeowners save, while renters are only able to save $100 or so a year on average. So people are able to build wealth in community land trust homes. It may not be at the same level, but we're helping more people and we're preserving that subsidy so that whole neighborhoods, in some cases, if you develop a lot of CLT homes in a neighborhood, that neighborhood will be stable and not be increasing in value and gentrifying completely, you know. So there's multiple benefits to the CLT model.
Lamont, it sounds as if with your structure, there are a number of people at the table trying to make these homes possible. What to you are the challenges in being a fairly really new community land trust in Milwaukee?
I think new things, there's a lack of trust. We've experienced that in the beginning, working to overcome distrust of the neighborhood, getting local support for this model. And so I think, one thing as we launch these first few homes is that we have to prove that we're going to be the developer that doesn't go away, that we are going to be a part of the community. And then I think the other thing is just fundraising, access to capital that mostly comes from government, especially when you have municipalities coming out of COVID that are cash strapped. It's a heavy lift to say government provide money, but we're hoping that between philanthropy and government and even business that we can raise the money that we're looking to, which is about $5.5 million over the next couple years.
And Olivia, very quickly, scaling up for you as well, fundraising, is that a challenge?
Definitely. We've honestly struggled with that capacity to be able to grow at the extent that we want to for a long time. So we'd love to see the state and the county and the city really step up to support CLT technical assistance and operations funding and staffing if it's a model that they really care about.
Olivia Williams leads Madison Area Community Land Trust. Lamont Davis, Executive Director of the Milwaukee Community Land Trust. Thank you both for joining us.
Thanks so much, Kate.
Thank you.
And earlier in the conversation, we heard from Beth Source from the Grounded Solutions Network on Community Land Trust. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network. You're with us for the morning show, and it is the Spring Member Drive here at Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Rob Ferret, and our message is this. You count on the Ideas Network for these great discussions, and it's your gift of any amount that makes these conversations possible. Listener support is the largest source of funding for WPR programs, and that's why your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
And it's twice as important today because when you give as a sustainer today, whether it's a new sustaining gift or adding on to your already existing gift, a group of generous members are going to match dollar for dollar your first year of sustaining contributions.
That is so awesome. Double your impact. Join in with your new or your increased monthly contribution now. Get in on this. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now, you may have heard or even experienced firsthand the high cost of housing in Wisconsin and many other parts of the country. This last conversation looked at one unique approach trying to tackle that, something that's going on around the country and it's happening in communities here in Wisconsin. This is an example of the kind of informed conversation you get each and every day here on the Ideas Network, taking a big issue and finding out how it's working, how solutions are being found, even here in Wisconsin. You can count on that kind of thing every day on The Morning Show.
WPR is listener supported, and it means that your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, it makes the wealth of topics that you join us for every day possible. So choose an amount that works for you, then make your gift.
You know what makes a great conversation even better, Kate?
What?
Having nice socks on while you're listening. And here's an opportunity for you. You can keep your feet warm and extra stylish all season long with a pair of Wisconsin Public Radio socks. Ask for your socks with a gift of $10 a month or more. Get them right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Andreka, and I live in Madison. I think I became a member when I returned to Madison as an adult. When I was a student, I wasn't in a position then to be a donor to very many things that I cared about. Wisconsin Public Radio is the central way to get a broad education on a whole lot of different topics in a non-threatening, often entertaining way. It's such an inexpensive thing when you think of how much good you get from it and how much you hope other people who aren't in a position to donate are getting from it.
To make a difference in your community and beyond, visit WPR.org.
That's right. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Rob Ferret. Listener support, it's the biggest source of funding for the WPR programs you rely on, and it's why your support during this Spring Member Drive, so important. Maybe your gift is $10 a month. Maybe you set it at $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
Want to turn up the urgency here. The clock is ticking today on The Morning Show, and today only a group of generous members are going to match up to $50,000 of monthly gifts. Become a sustainer or increase your ongoing monthly gift right now, and your first year of contributions is going to get matched.
It is their way of inspiring you to sustain the WPR news, the talk conversations, the music, the entertainment we all rely on. So double the impact of your monthly gift now at WPR.org or 888 202-2552.
Lori in Eau Claire says, it's time I gave some money for the many hours of news and entertainment you've provided over the years. Thank you, Lori. Amy in Galesville says, I'm paying it forward for others who may not be able to donate. Great ways to think about it. Thank you so much.
I love hearing that, paying it forward. We've been hearing a little bit about that today. Your gift right now is so critical, so important at WPR.org. Get it matched or call in to get it matched, 888-202-2552. And thank you so much for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio.